So have you caught seed fever yet? Oh, you ready to plant something?
Hold on, hold on. Have I caught seed fever?
Romy?
Bill?
This is September, right? In Phoenix, we get spring fever right now.
Yeah.
This is the time.
Yeah.
I feel the need. The need
for seed.
Yeah. Well, and this is what seed fever turned into for us. I mean, over 1,000 pounds of, you know, buckets of seeds, 70 buckets of seeds that people can come in and scoop. You know, and here's the reason that this came to be. About 10 years ago, I took on creating 10,000 urban farms in Phoenix because I figured that we needed at least 10,000 urban farms to be able to feed Phoenix. And I have this commitment over the next 3 or 4 decades of my life, whenever I, however much time I have left, to create Phoenix as a regenerative, not sustainable. Regenerative is farther than sustainable. A sustainable food system here, a regenerative food system here of growing our own food. And one of the things that I noticed was that what we're missing is seeds. So Bill and Bell and I were on the beach here a few years ago, and we said, what if we did this? What if we got 10,000 people in Phoenix to put seed banks in their freezers? And then what if we taught them how to save the seeds, how to store the seeds, and how to start them? That's how this seed fever started.
Well, and then, you know, you could talk about doing that, but it took 30 years of Greg's experience here in organizing. And Kari brought in a huge piece about, you know, the gardening community and how to start things. And then I had almost 30 years experience in the seed industry. And so this is a unique combination of talents that came together to do this. And so there's nothing like this anywhere else in the United States where you can get access directly to these kinds of heirloom heritage all-stars. All of these are. In their own way. And it's really the best place to start your own seed-saving adventure. And again, we're doing this for high-minded, ideal reasons, really, is that we want to live in a community that's healthy. And if we all do this really well, we pay attention, we work hard, and we inspire each other, we might just make it. You know? That's our thinking on the thing.
A texter wanted to know, are walk-ins welcome, or do you have to register?
Come on down. 5757 North Central. Follow the seeds to the Great American Seed Up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll give you a hug.
There you go. Storing seeds. Storing seeds is a really interesting thing. You know, our mantra in Seed School Online, seedschoolonline.com, our mantra is cool, dark, and dry. And one of the places that I actually store seeds is in the freezer. That's cool. That's dark. And if you put them in a jar, that's dry. So you want to dig a little deeper into that?
If you put your seeds in a refrigerator or a freezer, I mean, the general thinking in the industry is that the colder you make them, the longer they'll last. I mean, the National Seed Storage Laboratory, they've got them in liquid nitrogen now at 400 degrees below zero. Now, will those last 600 years like the ones in the clay pot in the Grand Canyon? We don't know. We just started doing this, you know. A lot of speculation about it. And so, regular plastic bags, even freezer bags, will allow some moisture in. We've all seen that. You know, you throw something in your freezer for 2 years and you look inside, you go, how did all that get in there, right? So if you're going to put them in the fridge or the freezer, take your seed packets or take your plastic bags and put those in something impermeable, like a glass jar. Or there are new plastics that are made for that, but they're much thicker and much harder.
And a plastic jar, I could just any mason jar for canning.
Mason jars are great. And then remember one thing. When you take your seeds back out, let it sit there until it warms up to room temperature. Otherwise, the second you open that jar, all the moist air in your house will go into that jar and condense on the inside, and immediately you've got moisture in your jar.
Yeah.
And so you just have to be a little bit careful. Now, what we found is that keep them below 80 degrees. That's the die-off curve. This is what Dr. Bruce Bugsby figured out on this Mars project, is that if you keep seeds below 80 degrees, they'll die off a few every year, but it's a pretty slow die off, and some of the seeds will last for decades. Okay, so just keep them out of the window of your car. You know, don't cook them.
Don't leave them in your car.
You know, that's what you want to do. And if you'll do that, you know, so room temperature seeds, as I said, we've had 90% germ after 10 years with tomato seeds. And you know, the dry part, we're in Phoenix.
You know,
if you're going to put them in a glass jar and store them long term, just don't do it on a rainy day here. You know, 16% humidity is not unusual here in Phoenix. And so we've got the dry part down. The whole Mountain West, it's easy. If you were in Cajun country, you may have a trouble with that. And there, you know, those little silicone desiccant bags that come in everything you buy from Amazon, just toss one of those in, and that'll help keep them dry.
Seed storage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And, you know.
And where are all these stored? I mean, where will the excess of what's not sold here go?
Excuse me. With any luck, they're all gone.
Right.
we blew through an amazing amount of seeds last night. We had 200, 250 people here scooping seeds, and we sold almost 10,000 scoops of seeds.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're hoping that they're going
to... You won't have that problem.
We won't have that problem.
We
exactly.
have pretty good data now. And again, 30 years experience. We've got a pretty good idea what's going to sell and how much.
Yeah.
Now, what we find, though, is some people get caught up in it and do real big scoops, you know, with heaping.
Yeah.
And we try to ask people to do it as level as possible, and that just helps us predict better so everybody gets seeds.
And that's on the honor system. And that's the cool part of this. You know, you get to come in, you get to scoop it up, so each of them, there's a little business card with each variety. And this business card talks about what the seed is. So you have a scoop. You have a zippy bag. You put
that's
the scoop in the bag.
Slick.
You grab the business card. This one says Roma tomato. And then on it, it says 70 to 75 days. It's a terminate. It's heirloom. And it talks all about it. It talks about how to culture it, you know, how to, you know, make it grow. So just come on down. This will be the most epic event that you come to this year.
Great American Seed Up, North Central or North Phoenix Baptist Church on Central and Bethany Home.
Bethany Home. Great American Seed Up.
Building B.
Building B. Follow the signs.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us.
I'd like to share with you a great American family success story. It's the Irwins. Mr. Irwin and his wife started a furniture restoration company. He does restoration, she does cane weaving. And it's grown into so much more. With the growth and addition of their kids, the business needed to expand, and the sons expanded it and now offer full custom cabinet building. Whether you're looking for old furniture restoration or maybe some new custom cabinets for some feature in your home, start with the Irwins. Irwins Furniture and Cabinets. Did you hear something in this hour's broadcast you wanted to listen again or share with someone else who could use the information? It's easy. Go to rosieonthehouse.com and select podcast. Select today's broadcast, and inside, you'll find that each of our 4 hours are broken down into our 4 individual segments, and we include keywords for quick referencing if you're trying to find that one specific topic we talked about, or click on the podcast link, and the whole hour will be downloaded to your podcast, all at rosieonthehouse.com.